When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, today's football picks brought to you by ELEC A25, Building Our Future, and by London menswear brand Charles Tirwitt. Shop your new favorites at ctshirts.com.
Parlay pick segment week 11. After BT hit a three-team parlay in week 9, I followed up with a two-teamer last week. Plus, I had the Cardinals. You had the Jets. So I gained 30 points in the standings, and I now trail you by 30. But I cut into that deficit right away.
Punched right back.
You have 145. I have 115. Hoff is in third. Last year's champ is in third with 65 points. Two-team parlay worth 25, three-team 50, four-team 100. And obviously, we get the Jets and Giants each week. No spread for 5 points. No Giants, but we'll have just the Jets game this week.
All right. Yeah. Bam. Money talks. I'm going to get that money really talking this week here. I'm calling it. Win. I'm calling it.
Okay. You going?
Well, two.
Okay.
A little conservative here. Just jam back at you.
Yeah, okay.
All right. You're going to laugh, and I will be mocked in the court of public opinion. That's okay. The Jets, -4 over the Colts. Now, this is not about me having any conviction in the Jets. This is all about the Colts absolutely being ass. And the Jets are ass as well. But the Colts are a little more assy, if you will. Indy's lost three straight. You know, they're going on the road. They've got a young, sloppy quarterback. And, oh, yeah, by the way, they are 28th in defense. So, this also ties into the mindset and the mental gymnastics that the Jets put you through. When you want them to win, they don't. Just when you start to tap out of the season mentally. Not that I want them to lose, but for the most part, like, all right, and now it's over, kind of. Don't you think they deliver a win? I think they do. I think they actually run away from the Colts here. Weather's going to be good. Jets -4, lay it over Indy. Number two, I'm going to that primetime game. Yep, Sal's been hyping it up for a while. The Kansas City Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills. Now, the over-under is 45.5. I'm going to gravitate to that number. I will give you a prediction, but my pick is actually the over, 45.5. I think it comes down to Josh Allen outplaying Patty Mahomes. I think he does it. I think the Buffalo Bills win this game. I am really not very bullish on the Chiefs, despite not having lost yet. And the Bills have earned my respect. I thought they were going to fade. No, no, they have not faded. Matter of fact, they're better than almost everybody thought that they would be. So, just a little, you know, two-team punchback. Hopefully get the points back that Sal got last week there. Nice job, by the way, Sal. Jets -4 over the Colts, over Bills and the Chiefs, 45 and a hook.
All right, Hoff, what do you got here? You got to dig yourself out of this hole that you're in.
He's cooked.
Well, you don't have a theme.
I am on a bye this week.
Oh,
I don't have to
go
anywhere, so I get to watch the crappy football for at home. I'm going for a four-teamer. I'm going Hail Marys every week right now because I feel desperate. I'm starting.
You like that? You sure that's the right strategy?
It's early still. Kinda.
I know. Think about it. Like, I could have got away from it last week.
All it takes is one.
Four. Would you rather go for 4 weeks of trying to hit two-teamers or just keep going with the four-team parlay? All right. Yeah,
I don't think I've hit a game yet.
Yeah, right.
4 weeks. So why not try to hit them all at the same time? I'm starting in New Orleans. this number moved in the past 2 hours.
Yeah.
Not in the favor of the team that I'm going for. They're minus one now, Cleveland.
Okay.
I had them at plus one when I started today, but I still like the number. I still think Cleveland's going to win. So I'm taking Cleveland minus one at New Orleans.
Now hold on a second. I gotcha.
Yeah.
But you're not reacting to all the money that has now switched. Like, that doesn't deter you at all?
I still think Cleveland's going to win.
Okay.
In order for them to win, they have to cover at least a point. So.
I got you.
Unless they tie, and then I'm screwed. So I'm going Cleveland minus one.
Yeah.
Green Bay in Chicago. I'm taking Green Bay minus five and a half. Denver versus Atlanta. Your hot Atlanta team.
Yes.
They stink. Denver, I don't know why they're running, how they're scoring, how they're winning. Minus two, though, I'll take it.
Bo Nix, Sean
Payton. There we go. Minus two, Denver over Atlanta. And then I think this is the lock.
Oh, here we go.
I think this is the one lock. I'm actually going to get right.
What do you got?
Cincinnati plus one and a half in L.A.?
I wouldn't touch that game. I was looking at it.
I thought about taking the Chargers myself.
Me too, if I was
going to
do
I'm going
it.
Cincinnati. They got to win this game. I feel it.
Okay.
Plus one and a half. Let's go.
All right, Huff.
All right, there you go. Huff with his four-teamer.
Oh, wait.
What do you got there, Boyle?
I mean, the less I have to listen to this song, the better.
Please.
So let's keep it moving.
Let's get serious now. Again, BT, for the second straight week, you and I have one game together. We'll get to that coming up in a little bit.
I know. Take it.
I'm going to go to Buffalo. We talked about this. I like the Bills minus two. I'm not going to go the over-unders. You know, I don't usually do that. This is the time the Bills beat the Chiefs. Chiefs finally going to get handed a loss. You heard Costos talk about the kicking situation. It's more than just that. Buffalo at home here. That play's going to be ready to go and just wanting blood against the Chiefs. It's not going to equal beating them in the postseason or losing to them in the postseason. Bills are going to win this game. So I think laying the two, I'm not even worried about it. And look, I put my money where my mouth is here. I said the Bills are going to win this game all week. I can't wait to watch it 425. I think Buffalo rolls in probably a high-scoring game as well. I'm going to go against Hoff for one of the games as well. You rip the Falcons. They're better than Denver. I rip Kirk Cousins. It was an awful loss last week in New Orleans. Unacceptable. Atlanta is far better than the Broncos. Broncos are good. They're well-coached. Atlanta's a more well-rounded team. They bounce back. They get the win. They're getting 2 points on the road. The Broncos can't compete with the Falcons' offense. Falcons could run the football, too. Plus payback for Super Bowl 1998. Falcons plus two. And then give me the Jets. I'm with you, BT. Fireman Fred's going to be out there lighting up that crowd. You got our caller. What is it?
Ed.
Fireman. I get that wrong all the time. Fireman Ed. I got to get that right. I'm in agreement with you. This is not a homer pick here. Does give me some interest in watching this game, but you even heard Costos. This is what really cinched it for me. Costos has been picking the Jets all year long.
All year.
And losing with them. Now says he's taking the Colts this week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not buying it. The Colts are a mess. The Jets are at home. I believe in Rodgers enough to at least with the Jets win a game here. They did practice tackling this week as well. Give me the Jets minus four. So I have three-teamer for you. Jets minus four, Bills minus two, and the Falcons on the road in Denver plus two. So obviously the Jets money line would be my pick as well.
I'm so jealous, by the way, of the I'm going to take the Jets there, of course. I'm so jealous of the – imagine being a Bills fan now. Like, you know, you're going to win the division. You got the undefeated Chiefs coming in. Like, how excited they are.
Right.
Versus our fate.
Yeah, I get it.
Looking
forward to that game. We don't have that with football. Hoff, you taking the Jets, I'm assuming,
No,
as well?
I'm going to take the Colts.
What?
You suck.
Yeah, well, listen, the Jets suck.
You're taking the Colts?
And then, listen, Tony Richardson's getting the ball. Let's see what he does.
Hoff with a chance to gain 5 points.
That's I'm looking for the small wins here.
Yeah, there you go. All right, that does it for the week 11. Perfect parlay. Pick segment. 2 weeks in a row, BT, you and I have had the same...
We've had good years.
We have been on
fire. We've won quite a bit.
It's nice to get back in that flow. There is a confidence to it, too.
Yes.
Last year, I remember, at least you were hitting some. I don't remember how many exactly.
Yeah, I was hitting some.
I hit nothing last year, and I just was all over the place, and I started not to trust myself. Just get back to the gut feel. And look, two-teamers should be the little check down. Not that they're easy,
take
but...
Take a little 7 yards, set up second and three.
But now I want the three-teamer this week.
I hear you.
I'm going to go see what
listen, scared money don't win money. I mean, they say that, and that adage is true. When you're holding on to those chips at the casino, should I double down? Of course you should. You know what the odds say. But you lost eight hands in a row, and you start overthinking it. And the same thing when you're picking games. When you're winning games, you just your mind is free.
I treat this the way that I would a two-point conversion, like only go for two if you have to. I know they don't now, but that's how I would do it.
Yeah.
I'll only worry about strategy when I have to. For now, I'm just letting the games come to me.
Yeah, exactly.
If I see them, they give me the gut feel, then I go with that.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.